Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned into the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heist Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly known as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resonant nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heist Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients, and in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. Dr. Heist and I will be talking about bladder health and prostate health today, so my blockbuster specials for this week will be the Ultrapollen, the Uriven, Alicidin, and Prostaven. All of these are great support for the bladder and the prostate. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. And you can mix and match any combination and still receive the discount. This sale is only for our WTLN listeners. Place your order by calling Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. You can also email your order or any questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida, healthline@yahoo.com. This is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Dr. Heist, thanks for joining me again today.
Thanks, Renee. Good to be here with you.
So it seems like so many people are experiencing issues with the bladder, anything from bladder infections to frequent urination, especially during the middle of the night, all the way up to full-blown bladder incontinence. Are these some of the same complaints that you dealt with a lot? And does it seem to be more common?
It has a statistics of occurring in 50% of women. On an occasional basis, some more frequent than others. Obviously, if the bladder's weakened, it may be that the overall immune system is not functioning good. So if that is a weak spot, then it's going to hit the bladder more frequently. But most people who have some significant health problems will often have a weakness in the bladder, so it's easier for it to get infected. But there are some great herbs that just knock it out quickly.
Yeah. Now, let's cover a few of the symptoms of a bladder infection, because those can vary depending on the severity. And typically, you'll notice the changes during urination. And some of the most common symptoms are pain or burning when urinating. Bloody urine, that's obvious, but a cloudy urine can also be a sign. Urinating more often than usual, foul-smelling urine, sudden urges to urinate, cramping or pain in the lower abdomen, getting up in the middle of the night, all of those can be symptoms. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, I think you covered it.
Yeah, and as you said, a lot of women experience, you know, these bladder infections on a regular basis. These urinary tract infections can actually progress from bladder into the kidneys. Urinary tract infections are the second most common type of infections in the human body. And in almost 90% of these cases, the UTIs are caused by E. coli, and that's a bacteria that's normally found inside the intestines. Typically, antibiotics are the standard treatment for UTIs. Unfortunately, they're starting to lose their effectiveness because more and more bacteria is becoming antibiotic resistant. But I think you agree with me. Prescription medication doesn't need to be our only line of defense, does it?
Does not. There are a lot of great opportunities to stay away from the antibiotics because of the side effects and the consequences of what that does to damage the body.
Yeah, and there's a number of nutrients that can be used to support the bladder. Probably the most popular and our most difficult to keep on the shelf is the Urivin. Urivin has a number of ingredients that together promote a healthy urinary tract. And this also has highly purified cranberry concentrate that helps to prevent bacteria from sticking to the walls of the bladder itself. And Dr. Heiss, I remember one of your favorite nutrients for the bladder was allicin. Tell us why you like this so much for the bladder issues.
I would first agree that the Urivin is probably the first thing that I would test for. And then I could compare that by testing the body to see whether which one is stronger. Allicin is a garlic-based material, whereas, as you said a moment ago, the Urivin has more of the cranberry material. And both of these can be very effective. You have the ability, when you do a test on a patient, to find out which one is the strongest. And so, therefore, it's easy for you to be able to determine whether it's the allicin or whether it's the Urivin.
And but sometimes it needs both.
If it's bad enough.
Yeah, the allicin, it's great immune support, not just for the urinary tract, but it's great for the mouth, the digestive system. We use it a lot for sinuses. Yeah. And this is the allicin that is extracted from the garlic, but it's not from common garlic found in the grocery store. This comes from European wild garlic. So I get a lot of people saying, oh, I eat cloves of garlic, but it doesn't act the same right way as this does it.
And it is odorless too, so you don't have any of the consequences, but it is extremely powerful.
Yeah, and what are some other things that we can do to reduce the likelihood of recurrent bladder infections?
I would, first of all, and I'll speak more to the woman than to the man, mm-hmm. but certainly as a general rule, hydration with good, clean water, getting yeah. adequate amounts of water. Most people don't get the adequate amount of water into their circulatory system on a daily basis. I would say cranberry juice mm-hmm. on an occasional basis, probiotics. You know, yeah. how many children have grown up having several episodes of antibiotics for sinusitis or upper respiratory infections and earaches and mm-hmm. so forth, and it compromises the body's immune system. Therefore, probiotics would be a good measure, just maybe one capsule a day, to help build the immune mechanism, because so much of our body depends upon the probiotics, which are good bacteria in the gut. That's where a lot of our immune system, 80% of our immune system's in the gut. And then a little bit of vitamin C. And also for women, when they wipe, they need to wipe from the front to the back mm-hmm. so they don't bring bacteria into that urinary tract opening.
Yeah, and another thing too is, you know, a lot of the women that I see that have continuous ongoing problems have a lot of egg or poultry in their diet. And egg and poultry, even if it's organic, can still contain 80% of that still has bacteria attached to it.
Right.
So a lot of times when I have them cut back on that or cut it out altogether, you know, they do notice a difference. But even though women get UTIs more often, it's not completely uncommon for men to get them, especially as men get older. And there's a number of reasons why older men are more susceptible to being, you know, to having these bladder infections. One of them, you know, would be just being immobile for long periods of time.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, same with women, not drinking enough fluid. And diabetes seems to play a role in it also. But another reason can be from enlargement of the prostate gland. So, Dr. Heiss, why does having an enlarged prostate make men a little bit more vulnerable to the bladder infections?
Men, as they get older, 50s and older, 60s, 70s, 80s, the prostate has an outer shell which tends to stop growing as we mature. But as we mature, the changes hormonally in the ratio between the testosterone and the estrogen, and men have a little bit of estrogen, but if that proportion gets out of balance, or you get testosterone, right?
That's a
mouthful. At any rate, when they get out of balance, then there's this enlargement, but there's the encasement within the prostate. So therefore, anytime there's outside pressure, it's going to go in and close off the urinary tract opening. Already, by the time we get into our 50s, most men, 60% or greater, have a tendency toward benign prostate hypertrophy. So therefore, it just makes retention for urine up in the bladder so much easier. And therefore, if the urine stays there, they're going to have an increased opportunity for bacteria to grow and create a cystitis bladder infection.
Yeah. So yeah, if the bladder isn't able to empty completely because that prostate wraps around that urethra and can choke off the bladder. So yeah, you've got to be able to flush that out. And a lot of men, like you said, have enlarged prostates, usually over the age of 50. But they have the non-cancerous form. What are some signs that they should be aware of to say that, hey, there might be an issue going on or some things that they need to look out for?
With regards to
an enlarged
men?
Prostate non-cancerous.
Okay. Well, it's a slow onset thing. In fact, most prostate hypertrophies or enlargements grow slowly over a period of years. So by the time you're 50 years of age, then it's starting to become a little bit more symptomatic. So you could possibly start to have problems with passing urine. And you're going to notice that more difficult in the evening. That's where circadian rhythm of the body, there's changes going on. And so there will be more difficulty with passing urine. So therefore, the speed of the flow is going to be a little bit slowed down. There may be some pain with urination. There could be some occasional low back aches. And obviously, if there's problems in the prostate, there could be some blood that will occur as well. And you start to look at the prostate-specific antigen, the PSA test, which is sort of like one of the first things you do when you start looking at increases in the size of the prostate. The PSA count will go up a little bit.
Yeah. Now, I know hormone imbalances are believed to cause issues with the prostate. And a huge part of these hormonal imbalances are from unseen estrogen mimicking pollutants that are all around us.
Good point. Yep.
We're exposed to estrogen tainted dairy and meat products, styrofoam containers, many types of plastics, household cleaners, dental fillings, commercial shampoos, and the list goes on and on. And these estrogen-mimicking chemicals actually trick your body into accepting the chemical into the body's own natural hormone sites. And these imposter chemicals act like bad hormones that just start a roller coaster ride of unhealthy symptoms like prostate illness and can even lead to cancer.
And these estrogen mimickers are bad estrogens. They're not good estrogens that the body has made. They're synthetic, and they're very carcinogenic as well.
Yeah. And as you said, males, as they age, their free testosterone levels increase, which produce greater amounts of the DHT, which stimulates overgrowth of the prostate cells. And this will also lead to male hair loss. And according to statistics, nearly every man who lives long enough will eventually have prostate problems. And that's just unbelievable to me. So if you have prostate symptoms, such as getting up at night to urinate or a weak or dribbly urine stream, frequent urination, you don't have to be another statistic. There are both medications and nutrients available to give relief in addition to surgery options. So Dr. Heiss, what's your thoughts between the medication and the nutrients?
I would, at any stage that you discover you have a problem with the prostate, at any stage, even if it's a cancer problem, these cancers are typically very slow growers, so many times we die of other problems before that. But if you want to help that prostate gland at whatever stage you're in, I would do the complementary alternative medicine approach in addition to the medical allopathic watch. This may involve using something as simple as a Flomax, which just helps to relax some of the muscles and allow the urine to flow through that prostate area easier. Nonetheless, there are great herbs which are very significant. I'm now 72 years of age, and there was a time that I had to deal with this myself, and I was able to get help by using herbs. And so that's something to definitely consider. Herbs have a very targeted effect on different parts of our body. As an example, we know, what do we generally think of when we first think of how to deal with an infection?
Well, typically most people think of antibiotics.
And from a herbal standpoint, and from a nutritional standpoint?
Yeah, allicin.
Or vitamin C,
vitamin
or garlic,
C,
or something. Something that herbally is antimicrobial, to help to kill these organisms. Well, that's because those herbs resonate at a specific frequency that have a targeted effect on the immune system. And it's similar with the prostate problem. There are specific herbs that target a gland, such as the prostate gland, that would be very helpful in some cases for reducing this infectious swelling. You know, it's not a blown infection, but it's an infection type of a response where the gland is getting a little bit bigger. As you mentioned earlier, it could be because of the DHT.
Yeah.
Or it could actually be from a drop in the testosterone as a person gets older, and there's that slight relative increase in the testosterone. All that to create a little bit of problems, but you can use herbs to get at the root of the problem and begin to reduce that PSA, that swelling. And I don't want to call it a frank infection, but it's an infectious type of a problem that creates swelling.
Yeah, the Prostavin has a combination of nutrients that actually support the prostate. Each one has its own benefit, but when you combine them, they work synergistically. So their effect is far greater than the sum of their individual benefits, sometimes by a factor of 2 to 100-fold or more. So if you've got, you know, let's say you've got 1 + 1 + 1, it ends up not equaling 3. I mean, it could equal, you know, 6 up to 300. So you get much more benefit by combining them. And one of the other blockbuster specials for today is the Ultra Pollen, which helps support both the prostate and the bladder, among other things. These special pollen extracts have been clinically proven to promote healthy male and female reproduction system, including the prevention of prostate issues. In Japan, these pollen extracts are highly regarded, especially for stubborn cases with the prostate. Ultra pollen extracts help to relax the bladder's smooth muscles and the urethra, which helps the bladder to be fully emptied. And some people call pollen the ultimate super nutrient. Pollen naturally contains a vast, life-giving array of nutrients, vitamins, amino acids, enzymes, and other phytonutrients. Flower pollen extracts were first developed in Sweden and have been specifically used for more than 30 years in Europe and Asia to promote general vitality and wellness as well as support the prostate. And there's numerous studies that have proven that flower pollen is an effective tool to maintain and promote prostate and urinary tract health. So you want to be sure to get the Premier Ultra Pollen so you've got peace of mind, it's been processed properly, and know that it's excipient-free because those excipients can cause a host of other problems. And keep in mind also, like Dr. Heiss said, if you're having bladder or prostate concerns and you're not sure which nutrient is best for you, a QRA will definitely benefit you and determine which nutrient or combination of nutrients you need, along with being able to tell exactly how much your body needs. This way, there's no need for you to guess.
That's right. No guesswork. There's a way that you can determine which herb and what dose is thoroughly effective to be able to resolve this problem. But can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Which herb do you find the most effective in dealing with prostate complaints?
In the prostate complaints, usually the Prostaven. Some people will test for the ultrapollen. A lot of people will test for the Prostaven. And then sometimes it is a combination of the two that, that they both need. Or sometimes it will test for one, and then I'll have them, you know, stay on it for 60 days or so, have them come back, and they no longer test for that. Now they test for different one. So the body gets what it needs of that, and now it wants something different.
There are, interesting, that amongst the, within the group of herbs that could possibly be effective, that Prostaven, for me, has been the most common I've found to be effective. And there, that's probably because there's eight herbs that have no artificial ingredients at all, totally organic. It's not been treated, you know, the product itself and its raw materials not been adulterated with chemicals and sprays. And there's no excipients. That's one of the characteristics of these nutrients that you use. So therefore, when you get an herb, it can be have a very significant, very powerful effect. And with Prostaven, I noticed I was looking on the list of the ingredients. There's eight different ingredients. And most people probably heard of saw palmetto, beta-cystosterol. But there are eight different herbs which make this thing so effective. So I just want to emphasize that because it's been very, very helpful.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. And there's a number of other nutrients that we didn't really mention a whole lot today that can be very beneficial to the prostate, such as circuzyme. The tomato concentrate is excellent because it's got the lycopene in it, and so many studies have been done on that and how it benefits the prostate. People with men with prostate issues typically have low levels of zinc. DHA can be beneficial, like you said, vitamin C, and even sometimes the estroflavone test for the prostate point also, depending on what all's going on in the body. So if you've got any questions, you can stop in, send me an email, or give me a call, and we can discuss the different options that that are available.
Renee, can I also interrupt here and just say that from a diet standpoint, National Cancer Institute recognizes the fact that you can really have a significant effect by doing some positive, proactive diet changes, and that would be more of an alkaline diet. Cakes, pies, cookies, candy, ice cream, carbonated drinks, those are all acidifiers. They put tremendous amount of acid in the body, which is not really how the body likes to work on a long-term basis in a healthy way. So therefore, go to the alkaline diet. And if you really want to get strict, do a vegan diet. But this is going to help to reduce that inflammatory swelling reaction. It will definitely have a beneficial effect. And then as you've mentioned, you've got the benefit of specific herbs.
Yeah, and you know, there's other things that you can incorporate into your diet also that will definitely hurt, and other things that you can do to help to avoid the medication and the surgery, such as pelvic strengthening exercises, staying active, decreasing your alcohol and caffeine intake.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, and space out how much you drink rather than drinking it all at once. You know, I talk to people about trying to get in half your weight in ounces, and so they realize at 9 o'clock at night they've only drinking half of what they need, and so now they're trying to put it all in there.
Right.
And urinate when the urge strikes. Don't wait, and also avoiding decongestants and antihistamines are also helpful in that area. So, well, Dr. Heiss, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure when you join us and give us so much information.
Good to be here, Renee. Thank you.
You've been listening to the all-new Central Florida Health Line. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. You can find me in Winter Park, just off Howell Branch Road. My blockbuster special this week is the Premier Ultrapollen, Uriven, Allicidin, and Prostaven. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. Place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. At Heist Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off your initial assessment. Check me out on the web at drheise.com, that's drheise.com, or find Heist Health Clinic on Facebook. This is Renee Humphreys, and I thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline. This was a pre-recorded show.